This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning to you all. I'm Pastor Brian. I'm so glad to be with you again this morning as we come to the end of this part of our studies on the book of Acts. I'm going to be speaking to you this morning about Stephen, instant death, instant glory. And I want us to catch something from this that we can apply to our lives today. I want to read from Acts chapter 7 and verse 54, and this is what it says. And when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. And then Acts chapter 8 and verse 2, and this is what it says. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. Do you hear what it says? They made great lamentation over him. That was Stephen. It is interesting to note that Stephen, whose name is derived from Stephanos, which means a crown, is the first Christian mentioned in the New Testament who was martyred for his faith and his testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible tells us something wonderful in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 20. It says, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." It was Charles Haddon Spurgeon who said, "It is of the greatest service to us all to be reminded that our life is but a vapor, which appeareth for a little while and then vanishes away. Through forgetfulness of this, worldlings live at ease and Christians walk carelessly. Remember, you are a part of a great procession which is always moving by others. Come and go before you. Yes, and with your own eyes, you see them and they disappear. And you yourself are moving always onward." Isn't that true? We're always moving forward and we're always moving onward. That's what we are told in the Word of God. And thus, in this concluding study, we are to center our thoughts upon the man whose life ended so suddenly and according to earth standards so tragically. We read of him in Acts chapter 6 and 7. If you go to Acts 6 and 7, and we've been speaking now last week and this week about it, Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, he was elected to serve as a deacon. And after this, this man became a flaming evangelist. He went around as an evangelist telling others about Jesus. Then, because of the courage and great faithfulness, he was bitterly attacked and brought before the high priest and the religious leaders in Acts chapter 7. And we have the record of his defense and the fury which this brought upon his head. In the concluding verses of the chapter and in the first two verses of Acts chapter 8, we have the record of his death and burial. What can we or should we learn from the death and the burial of Stephen? Let us consider some of the things in general about a Christian's death, and then some things in particular about Stephen's death. Firstly, let's look in general at the death of a Christian. A Christian may be and should be and should go on serving the Lord right up to the moment of their death. Do you know that? If you're a Christian, as long as you've got breath, we should be speaking for Jesus and we should be working for Jesus right up to the end of our lives. And this is exactly what Stephen did. He was in service. And because he was in service, he labored for the Lord Jesus Christ and he died in harness. And as we get older, we may need to change our sphere of the way we do things, our sphere of service out there. And we need to learn how to do things differently as we get older. But you know, my friends, we should never give up serving the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter how old we are. I have a lady in my Bible study group. She speaks to people every day. She prays every day and asks God to lead her to one person that she can speak to about the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? She's 81 years of age, but she's still speaking for Jesus. Number two, a Christian dies as God's appointed time and God's appointed way. All this happened to Stephen, was in line with God's permissive will. In other words, the Lord who was his Savior, the Lord who was looking after him, the Lord saw him and saw what was going on and how the people were, and God saw it. And God makes a miraculous way for Stephen. It might not seem to us that way this morning. But you know what Romans chapter 8, verse 28 tells me? It says, God is working everything together for our good. Whether it's good or whether it's bad, it will turn out good in the very end. That's what we are told. And in these verses, it's always true. God is working everything for our good. It was not only so in the life of Stephen, but also in the life of many of God's children who had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what happens? Things happen in our lives. Sometimes we don't understand everything. But you know, God calls us one by one. We are immortal until our work on earth is done. Let me say that. We are immortal till our work on earth is done. And then we are mortal and we work all the time until the work is finished and completed. You'll never go a minute before time until you've completed the purpose of God in our generation. Number three, a Christian's death after seems tragic and full of mystery. It does so when we look at Stephen. Look at Stephen. He was preaching the gospel. He was telling others. He was an evangelist. But you know what? The people came against him. And you know, the enemy of souls would use people against, and they became so angry against him that they got hold of him and they stoned him to death. You know, Christian spirit-filled preachers and all of us, filled with the Holy Spirit, we are to be soul winners and we are to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the prime work of the ministry of all of us. We don't have to be a pastor, you know. God uses us. We believe in the priesthood of all believers. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. And so we know that in life itself, things come suddenly upon us. And it was that they came suddenly upon Stephen. And we read in the chapters about him that they came and they took him and they tried him. And you see, that's what happened to him. And we need to understand that very clearly this morning. They came and they took him and they tried him. They brought false witnesses against him. And we need to understand that. And in the end, he paid a price for serving the Lord Jesus. Now I want to say to you this morning, number four, a Christian, when he dies, falls asleep. What a wonderful way it is to say it. They put it about Stephen. I like the way they put it. And when he had been stoned, he said, Lord, don't lay the sin to their charge. And then he fell asleep. How wonderful it is to know that he just fell asleep. And when a Christian dies, I want to tell you, he falls asleep here on earth, but he wakes up in the glorious presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, in his presence for all eternity. One moment is death, the next instant is glory. One moment in the body, and the next, yes, in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Word of God tells me. The Word of God tells me in Philippians 1:21, for me to live is Christ, to live is Christ. That's real living. To die is gain. Why is it gain? Because I'm going to be with Him. That's what it tells me. And so we see it. Yes, we fall asleep, but we do not finish. For the Christian, this life is not the end of it. We only change address. That's all. I say it in every funeral service I have to conduct. For the person that's gone, they just changed address. They were here in Cape Town, and now they've gone to heaven, and they're in the presence of the Lord. They have changed address. That's why Paul tells us in Philippians, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's what he tells us. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why for the Christian, death is not the end. It's never the end. The body might be put into the ground, but the real you, your spirit, goes on living. You're not dead. You're alive. That's why Jesus said these tremendous words of John 11:25. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And he that believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe this? You see that? One moment we on planet Earth, we close our eyes in sleep. The next moment we wake up in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. What does Psalm 23:6 tell us? It tells us, yes, we're guaranteed. You know, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a promise! You know, we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. A Christian is one who, though he dies, he has peace when he comes to the end of his life. Are we at peace? Living a life of grace. Living a life of peace. Perhaps you feel that you cannot face the thought of death. There are many, maybe this morning, and many people I speak to, they feel they cannot face the thought of death. Of course you cannot. We are much alive at this moment. But I want you to know there'll come a day. We don't know when. Thank God we don't. There'll come a day when it'll be time up for us to go. And you know what? If you're a Christian, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have to fear that moment. The Bible tells me in Psalm 23, they though I walk through the valley of the shadow, a shadow can't hurt you, a shadow can't harm you. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, because you are with me. Jesus has promised to walk with us through the valley of the shadow. He's gone before us already. And he says to us, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That is his promise to us. And he tells us that. He says, I will be with you all the time. When the moment comes for you to die, and I want to tell you, special grace will be given to you. The grace of God. I said there's saving grace. It saves you. By grace you say. But there's keeping grace. And there's special grace will be given to you when God calls you to come home. Special grace. Stephen was full of this grace of God, because he was a man full of the Holy Spirit. And it tells us here in verse 55 again, but being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. A Christian's body, when he dies, I want to tell you, the body is taken care of. Yes, it was attended to just as much as Stephen's body was taken care of. They buried him. And so for every person, believer that dies, they'll take care of us. They will bury us, whatever we go through, whatever you choose to have. But you know what? I want to say to you, you have nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear, because Jesus has promised to walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death. And so, in many cultures, there's many different practices of what people go through when they die. You don't have to worry. Whatever yours is, follow that. In some places, they have open coffins. In some places, they have closed coffins. In some places, they bury people. In some places, they only cremate people. But whatever is the cultural thing of the day of where you are, do not worry about it. Because you see, the real you, your spirit man, has gone to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether our bodies are burnt, whether we are buried, whether we are lost at sea, this will make no difference when the Lord Jesus comes again at the resurrection to claim his children. It will not matter one iota to anyone. And then when a Christian dies, it means sorrow for those who are left behind. And that is what we are told. Sorrow for those. It tells us here in Acts chapter 8 and verse 2, what did it say? It says, and the devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. Yes, they were sorry that Stephen was gone, and they made great lamentation over him. But I want to say to you this morning, you know what, my friends? When we come to the end of life's journey, and even for loved ones, the Bible tells us, Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians verse 13, we do not mourn as those who have no hope. No, we don't. We don't have to mourn as those who have no hope. We have hope. If we Christians and put our faith in Jesus, we do not have to mourn as those. We got hope. We shall meet each other again. There'll be a resurrection of the dead. That's coming when Jesus returns to earth. If we are sad, it is only for ourselves, surely, and not for them. They have gone to be with Jesus, but we are sad for ourselves. Number two, in particular, the death of Stephen. Let's look at it as we close the study today. In his death, Stephen witnessed the Lord, not only before his death, but the gift right up to the end, the moment of death, he witnessed something amazing. He saw Jesus Christ. He saw him and he witnessed his life. Lord, don't hold this against them. Forgive them. He saw Jesus at the right hand of the Father. And you know what? He went to sleep. And my friends, I want to say to you this morning, in his death, Stephen was full of the Lord. We read this in verse 55. It tells us he was full of the Lord. It tells us very, very clearly about that. And I want you to be encouraged by that this morning. It says here, and being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at his right hand. Isn't that amazing? It's wonderful to know that. He saw the Lord Jesus. We learn. And he saw Jesus. And I'm sure he heard the words from Jesus' mouth to him. Stephen, well done, good and faithful servant. In death, Stephen was full of the Lord. He was filled with the Holy Spirit, a life filled with the Spirit until the moment of his translation from this earth to heaven. He died and he went to be with the Lord. In his death, Stephen saw the Lord. That's what we're told. We've just read it already today. He saw Jesus. Stephen had the vision glorious. He saw Jesus. Yes, exalted at the right hand of the majesty of God on high. Isn't that wonderful? I had a gentleman about 2 years ago in our church, and I was with him at the end. And I can tell you, I saw this man raise his hands. His face shone with the glory of God. And he just said all the time, I'm going home. I'm going home. He was a man that knew the Lord Jesus Christ. In his death, Stephen prayed to the Lord. How did he pray? And that helped him Do not lay this sin against them. Do not lay this sin against them. He said, Master, don't hold anything against them. In his dying hour, don't hold anything against them. Jesus prayed, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. In his death, Stephen's whole trust was in the Lord Jesus Christ. His whole trust was in Jesus. Lord Jesus, receive me. That's what he was saying. Lord Jesus, receive me. That was no cry to the Virgin Mary. It was no cry to a priest. It was no reference of anything else. He was saying, I am trusting thee, Lord Jesus. I am trusting thee alone. Trusting Jesus. Jesus, receive me into your presence. He was trusting Jesus and Jesus alone. In the death of Stephen was like that of the Lord, we are told. We come to see this in this wonderful way. He's submissive and he's praying about his enemies. Jesus prayed about his enemies as well on the cross. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. So Stephen was like Jesus. He prayed, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. In his death, Stephen was fruitful for the Lord. Let's look at this again. Acts chapter 7. Here we have it, Acts chapter 7, and I want to read here from verse 56 and go on. It says, and he looked and see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the Father. And they cried out with the loud voice, stopped their ears and ran at him in one accord. And they cast him out of the city, stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God. Notice that he was calling on God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Lord Jesus. What did Jesus say on the cross? It says he gave up his spirit. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. We notice what Stephen did as well. And the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. Do you know that? He was the first Christian martyr. He suffered for Jesus. He paid the ultimate price by giving his life on the cross of Calvary. He gave his life as much as Jesus gave his life on Calvary. But he was the first Christian martyr. And others, many, many others, have had to lay down their lives. And they've said, Lord, forgive them. Lord, forgive them. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. If we live as Stephen did, we may die as Stephen did and be fruitful in our living and in our dying. Stephen was fruitful. Listen to me carefully. He was fruitful in his living as he lived for Jesus, as he allowed Jesus to live his life in him and through him by the power of the Holy Spirit. His life was fruitful. Automatically, his life was fruitful. And so he was fruitful in his living and in his dying. He was a witness to people the way he died. What about you and I, Christian brother and sister? When we come to the end of life, will we be fruitful in life? Will we be fruitful in death? Will others witness something gracious about our life? Because the grace of God has kept us by his power. And the grace of God will see us finish and run our course completed. You see, we've all been called to run in our lane. You've got a lane to run. I've got my lane to run. But how are we going to run the race of life? That's what counts. We're going to run the race and we're going to finish our race strong. And we come to the end of life and we hear the words of Jesus himself. Well done, good and faithful servant. The question that I need to ask you this morning is this. Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? If you should die today, do you know Jesus? That's the important question. Have you received him into your life? I'm going to pray a prayer right now so that you, if you've never said this before, you can ask Jesus to come into your heart. Put your hand on your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner. I'm in need of a Savior. Your word tells as many as receive you become the sons and daughters of God. I receive you this morning. I ask you to come into my heart. Come in today. Come in to stay. As received him, to them gave he power to become the sons and the daughters of God who believed in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you believe in his name, you confess him with your mouth, then you are a child of God. Thank you. If we can help you, we would love to help you. And I want to make that clear. We would just love to help you as you live for God, as you, every day of your life, you walk with God. Radio Pulpit's got counseling. If you need some more help, 021-180-5744, 021-180-5744. Or you can contact me, Pastor Brian, from Monday to Thursday from 9 till 12 at 021-552-4096. 021-552-4096. God bless you today. Have the most incredible day of your life. In Jesus' name, thank you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.